This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. He's actually about to grab the phone right now.
Okay.
That's funny.
I love that we have someone there.
Yes, that's Tony great. Can keep an eye on it. Luis, do we have you, sir?
Hello.
There he is. Luis Arise. This is Chris here. We got, of course, Tony's upstairs in the booth, and we appreciate you joining us. I was asking, Luis, you know, we love having you in San Diego. How is it working out for you? It seems like it's been a pretty good fit so far.
Yeah, everything is pretty good. I'm excited to be here with San Diego Padres right now. So I'm enjoying here a lot, so, you know. So I'm the great team. We have a really good clubhouse, amazing manager, amazing coach staff. So I'm excited. I'm happy to be here.
Luis, obviously, getting traded isn't always that fun, especially when you got a family and, you know, you have to, you know, now pick up and move. I mean, how was that part difficult for you in terms of leaving Miami? I mean, I've talked to those guys on there. We've heard what Skip had to say about you having to leave. It seemed like it's been pretty tough on that organization, or at least those guys in the clubhouse. Was it tough for you having to leave?
I mean, yes, because I don't want to lie. I miss my family there because it's too far now, but I understand. I open my mind. This is my job, you know, so... Now I'm far, but my hair, my everything is still there, you know. So especially with my family, I miss my ex-teammates, but now I got a really good team, you know. So I'm enjoying a lot here in San Diego, and I'm excited to be here and then do my little thing to win games, you know. So I love Miami, the city, and then I love San Diego, California, you know.
Yeah, Luis Arise, man. We're loving this guy. I mean, he's hitting 378 since he joined the Padres. You grew up in Venezuela, and I'm just curious, Luis, everybody's kind of compared you to Tony's dad, Tony Gwynn, and a little Rod Carew. And, I mean, these guys played quite a while ago. How much did you really ever get to see these guys? Or where was your, you know, ability to hit with contact? Where was that? Where did that all come from?
I mean, that's come from Venezuela. Like when I born, my dad teach me how I need to hit the ball, you know. So my dad always say, hey, son, hit the ball to the left field. Hit the ball to the left field and then just try to make contact. And that's what I do right now. So I just try to hit the ball left field, try to make contact. I hate strikeouts, you know. I don't like strikeouts. I mean, everybody don't like it, but I just enjoy when I hit the ball, but because baseball is hard to hit. But when I put my mind, I gotta hit the ball to the left field. I do a lot, so I wanna say thanks God.
Luis, who was the guy as a kid that you saw that you were like, that's who I want to pattern my swing? I mean, obviously, you've had influence from Rod Carew. You've had a chance to have conversations. But as a kid, who were the big leaguers that you watched, that you saw, and was like, okay, this is who I want to pattern my game after?
Andy Chavez.
Yeah.
I played center field a lot when I was young. I played a lot of center field, but Andy Chavez left-handed, and then I'm a righty. So anybody want to sign me because I was slow, and then I don't throw hard, you know. So Andy was so fast, And then when I saw Andy, we played together in Venezuela, in winter ball. We played together, and then he teach me how I need to bond. He bond a lot, so he teach me how I need to bond. And then Andy's one of my favorites.
That's a great.
I actually played with Andy in Magallanes when I was in Venezuela. He was an awesome teammate, and he could play, man. He could really play.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, we played together in Venezuela too. So he's amazing. He was I was close with him every time. Andy, I need this. He was there. Andy, I need. Can you teach me how I need to bond? He was there. He's
respected
this game, man. So he's still my favorite.
Ah, all right. Luis Ariz is with us. Hey, Luis, can you take us through your at-bat? One thing I've noticed, and I've talked to Tony about it, and we see you on the TV, you know, when you step into the batter's box, the first thing you do is look around the entire field. It's almost as if you're saying, okay, where's everybody so I can hit it where they're not? Yeah. Is that your mindset? Because I don't see a lot of batters actually do that to the extent that you do that.
Yeah, because we have a lot of positioning, and then I watch a lot of third base, shortstop, second base, and the first base. And then I watch the left field. They play me every time close to the line, and then I say, okay, if I hit the ball to the line, maybe I'm out. So I got to hit the ball to the gap. And then that's why I look around, and then it's worked for me, so I need to still do that.
I mean, I hope people can just take a step back and understand, like, how difficult of a task that is.
Yes, it's one thing, Tony, to look where you want to hit it. It's another thing to actually do it.
Right. There's no doubt. But that kind of brings me to my next question, Luis. I mean, I know at some point you've invited me to come see this pregame routine. However, what is it about that routine that gets you dialed in to be able to handle your swing? It just seems like your accuracy in terms of getting to the baseball is better than everybody else, and I assume that is a lot to do with the kind of the work you put in prior to the game.
Yeah, man, I do my routine work in the hotel room when I'm in the road. I do with my hitting coach, Fran Valdez, every day, no matter what time. I said the early games I do it here in the stadium, and it worked for me because I put in my mind, hey, I need to do this. I need to use my hands. I put the tee outside, middle, inside, and I don't use balls when I do my routine in the hotel room. So I put my mind ready to go. So when I get here to the stadium, I'm ready to go.
Luis Ariz is our guest. We're ecstatic to have him in San Diego and thrilled to have him on the show today. Okay, Luis, you're one of the best hitters in baseball. You know, you make contact better than anybody else. What would you do right now against your buddy Jeremiah Estrada, who has struck out 13 in a row? what would be your plan against him right now?
Hey, my plan is get ground ball to shortstop. He ground ball to shortstop. And then if I find a barrel, I get my base hit. So he's tough, man. He threw fastball straight. He threw fastball cut a little bit, and he got pretty good splitter. And then we got a fight, but I think I got it. I got to face him. And then let's see what happens.
I would expect you to say nothing different
him.
On that
yeah,
one.
That's funny.
Luis, let me ask you. We got a few more minutes with you before we got to let you roll. You've bounced around a little bit in the infield. You've played some first. You've played some second. Where are you most naturally comfortable at defensively?
I love playing second base. Yeah. Okay. I signed with the Twins when I was young. I got 60 years old. I signed with shortstop. I play a lot of shortstop in minor league. But my favorite position right now is second base. But I understand now that I can play second right now or first. And then if they put me play first or second, I go play second. But if they need me play first, I'll be available to play first in the DH.
Yeah, he's doing whatever he can to help this ball club, Luis Arraez. Last thing for me, Luis, you've got two batting titles. I think you got a chance to win a third one this year. And, of course, you know, you're in a city with where Tony's dad won eight batting titles. I mean, it's unbelievable. Eight batting titles. How many batting titles do you think you can win, or would you like to win, or does that matter a lot to you?
I wanna win couples. I don't know how much, but how many. But I wanna win couple. So let's see first if I won this one this year. So I just wanna be healthy. If I'm healthy, man, I can win a lot of batting titles. So I just wanna say thanks to God to put me there, and then if I'm healthy, man, I can do that. So I don't know if I win 10, 8, I don't know, but it's something coming, so I don't know.
I think you got a chance to win quite a few if you can stay healthy.
Yeah.
And so here's to long-term health for Luis and this ball club. Luis, we appreciate you coming on, man, and spending some time with us today.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, my man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.